Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very, very good morning, Mike.
Cash rate wasn't really the story. The commentary was. What did you make of it?
Yeah, so it's the latest missive from the RBNZ and the first full delivery from the new governor. Yeah, you're right, no surprises. The RBNZ left the OCR changed at 2.25. We talked about this yesterday morning. It wasn't about that. We were interested in the detail. In this case, that's what is in the monetary policy statement. The first thing I'd note that this was a unanimous decision, Mike, by the Monetary Policy Committee. So no dissent, which suggests the committee is, well, we can only infer that they're working well. Now, if we go back to the last MPS, so November, what we have now is an expectation that we'll see this official cash rate rise a little earlier. It's not a seismic shift, though. And if you look at the OCR track, you know, the RBNZ, they've got a model which spits out numbers. It's got the OCR at 2.38% by the end of this year. So it's a touch higher than the current rate of 2.25, which suggests the OCR is possibly moving higher towards the end of this year, but certainly by the beginning of next year. Look, there are what I would call some encouraging trends in the statement, Mike. I would stress that I think it's very much a glass half full approach. I mean, in a nutshell, you've got this beautiful combo of inflation moderating, growth improving, growth drivers also broadening, which does feel like, because you've got the spare capacity in the economy, allowing that growth to be absorbed without sparking an inflation problem. It does feel like quite an optimistic view. Inflation is forecast to sort of slowly temper and be back inside the target range by the end of the year, which is under 3%, and then slowly and gradually it moves towards the midpoint of the target range over 2027, and it's accompanied by an equally gradual increase in the OCR over the course of 2027. It tops out at sort of 3%. I think it's 2028 by then. Again, the risk to inflation is seen as being balanced. Now, something I'm really worried about, Mike, the growth forecasts are quite optimistic. I think if you see that material economic recovery, I think a lot of businesses that have been doing it hard are going to want to recapture their margins, yes, recapture profitability,
yep,
and they'll put their prices up. The downside, though, is issues such as households continuing to sort of ration their spending, and particularly if you don't get a house price recovery, which is not forecast. The thing is, an overly hawkish statement, I think, would have potentially exaggerated that risk. Look, in general, the tone of the statement was probably a little more dovish than the market had been expecting. It was, and that's evidenced by wholesale interest rates falling and a lower New Zealand dollar over the course of the day. Yesterday, we got a positive response on the NZX as well. I think my sort of final word, Mike, I think it's a sensible, pragmatic, but potentially a little overly optimistic start to the Brennan era at the RBNZ.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to her. I will put that to her after 7:30. Now, the hole that Fletchers have found themselves in, they still there? Are they digging? What's going on?
They're digging. I mean, it's been a tumultuous few years for Fletcher Building. They released their half-year results yesterday. Look, they recorded an after-tax loss, but the thing is, there's a whole bunch of significant items in there. So this is the continuation of the construction project legacy costs. These are just the gifts that keep on giving. They have now sold the construction business, so it's gone, but it does retain some liabilities and projects like the International Convention Centre. If you look through that, you've got underlying earnings of $145 million. They see no meaningful improvement in their New Zealand market volumes until the calendar year 2027, encouraging that the second quarter of the half year was better than the first quarter. They're continuing to look for cost out initiatives. They're still working through this turnaround plan. The balance sheet looks pretty solid, still no dividend there. Just note little things in here, Mike. So the distribution business, which has in it things like PlaceMakers, that made a loss, which tells you how tough it's been in that sort of in that area over the past year. Look, they'll be encouraged, I would have thought, by those growth projections in the RBNZ statement. Share price yesterday was pretty stable. It sort of did improve in the last quarter of 2025. It pulled back a bit in February. But look, they're getting there. I think the market would really like to see some real material improvements and those legacy project losses becoming a historical issue.
Numbers, please.
So the good evening on the US markets. The Dow Jones 49,841. That's up 311 points, 0.63%. The S&P 500 is up almost 1%, 0.866902. And the Nasdaq doing very well, up 1.3%, 296 points, 22,874. FTSE 100 also had a good day, 1.23% gain there, 10,686. The Nikkei up over 1%, 571.43. The NZX 50, the ASX 200 was up just over 0.5%, 9,006. And a good day on the NZX 50, up 1.65%, 13,427. Kiwi dollar is weaker, 0.5985 against the US, 0.8472 against the Aussie, 0.5067 euro, 0.4422 pounds, 92.45 Japanese yen. Gold just over $5,000 an ounce, $5,005. And as you said, yeah. Brent crude had fallen, but we now got worries about Iran coming back in. It's just under $70, $69.77.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew, I'm going to choke with emotion there. Andrew Kelleher, it's the oil. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.